7 o'clock on a Friday morning, and the doctor is in the house, Dr. Bruce Thompson, homeopath to you if you are lucky enough to be treated by him. Conversely, just a really good resource to have on the radio on a Friday because, well, it's an alternative way of thinking about health and wellness. And starting with the drive down from, I suppose it's down from the highway region. You do come down the hill and then
definitely coming
along
down
the north coast.
Yeah.
And you came past the cane fires or the smoke in the air.
Yeah, a lot of smoke in the air, a lot of sort of burnt cane along the side of the M4 as well, which is quite interesting. That kind of helps the pedestrians walk down the road, which is nice to see. But bit of a pity that one. I can't believe they still haven't cleared that.
What are you talking about?
The side of the M4, the bush growing into the M4. So you have all these pedestrians walking in the road because they can't walk along the hard shoulders. So real problem for them.
Oh, I thought you meant it had been burning.
No, well, it is burning. There is burnt cane. That's making it a bit easier for them to walk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's less bushy, you know, on some sections. Anyway, now I bring it up because, all the ash in the air, the dust in the air, it brings up a lot of sinus. And you find at this time of year, people start really struggling with their sinuses. And just to let people out there know that homeopathy and acupuncture that I do as well is really, really handy for treating chronic sinus. One of the things that, I was trained in the beginning and didn't really believe it until I'd done it a few times. And you see the impact on people. It's wonderful. It's such a simple treatment, but, you get people able to breathe properly, not snore at night, and wake up in the morning feeling nicer, much more refreshed, just because they can breathe properly.
Yeah,
it's such a significant thing, a subtle thing that can really wear away at your well-being and your health over time.
Yeah, well, people believe that the coast is because of the coastal breeze, and it generally looks much healthier. That the air must be good.
Mm.
Unfortunately, that's not the case, and largely due to the burning of sugar cane. Mm. I know there have been extensive, over many years now, surveys and tests being conducted, and there is a group on the North Coast that is very, very actively pursuing evidence and data to prove beyond any shadow of doubt where the problems arise and how they aggregate.
Mm.
And, of course, the health implications are extreme. There have been many folk that, in fact, have had to move away because of their intolerance to the particles being borne by, it's suspended solids in the air.
Yeah. But this interesting thing is that, you have the same air. Everyone's breathing the same air, right? But not everyone reacts in the same way. And this is, leads to, the way we think as homeopaths is that not everyone's terrain is the same. Not everyone is going to react to the same triggers, right? Because their genetic predispositions and their body's immune experience is different. And as homeopaths, we take that into account. We think about that, and we use that to help us determine how we're going to treat a person. So it's very individualized treatment, very specific to them.
And that's why your first consultation generally is quite an extensive question and answer session.
Yeah, it's a longer session, at least an hour with our patients initially.
You mentioned just before we came on air that you'd had a series of discussions around something quite esoteric with Mike last week. I wasn't in. I did listen.
Yeah, he tends to go there. He tends to go there.
Yeah. So you want to pick up a little bit on that because you didn't have enough time to conclude.
Mm. Yeah. So the we try and touch on a little bit of homeopathic philosophy and homeopathic thinking each time, so that people can understand a little bit about what we do. So one of the things, the fundamental of homeopathic philosophy and the application of our medicine is the law of similars. So the original statement was similia similibus curentur, which is the Latin for let like cure like. And you can get quite deep into this. If you just listen to the language, you do understand that English has a lot of Latin root, we hear the similar words there, right? But if you get into this idea of like curing like, that is how we determine the choice of our medicines. So we choose a medicine that matches the symptom presentation or the picture of the disease that the patient presents. And that's why we have to spend some time understanding what it is that makes that person's discomfort or dysfunction unique to them. And that is how we then choose our remedies. So we choose a substance that in a healthy person creates that same picture of dysfunction. Okay? So that's, you know, I told you a month or so ago, maybe a bit longer, about the research that we do in homeopathy, how we choose our substances and how we elucidate, how we build the picture of the medicinal potential of a substance is something called a homeopathic proving. That's our homeopathic drug trial. We take a healthy person and we apply a potentized substance to that person for a period of time, and then they record the symptoms that substance generates in them. So as a healthy person, and we build a picture over a number of provers, of a number of experimental subjects, and we collate all that information, and that is how we create the picture of the healing potential of a particular substance, whether it's a mineral, an element, a plant, an animal part, a venom, a poison, whatever it is. That's how we do it. And that's the fundamental sort of picture of the law of similars. So we use a substance that in a healthy person will create that same pattern or that same picture of disorder or dysfunction.
Almost counterintuitive, that, but nonetheless, that is how it works.
It's another example of how homeopathy can seem so opposite to Western medicine. You know, they use chemical substances, we use physical vibrational substances, very subtle, very gentle. They are using medications that will suppress a symptom. We are using substances that will elevate a symptom, that will amplify a symptom in order for the body to heal.
And the results speak for themselves. You have a phenomenal track record in particularly issues around fertility is one of your specialities.
And reproductive health. And,
exactly, yeah. That. It's a huge... I think the desire for family, if you are in that set right now and not able to procreate because of whatever medical condition might be ailing you, and you've gone the formal route at the enormous expense of the formal route and had limited success or no success. It's quite sad, I think, from a homeopathic point of view. Particularly, I remember talking to a homeopath years ago who said it's really sad that people wait for so long before trying what they consider to be the alternative, and of course, that to many it would be not the alternative but the first choice, because generally speaking there are areas in which homeopathy has huge success. I remember I went to consult because I had a broken leg that wouldn't heal, and homeopathy got the bone to grow again. Obvious that I tested. And that was one of the areas where apparently homeopathy is particularly effective.
Well, it's really good at getting your body to do what it's designed to do. Yeah, that's the thing. It's to get your system functioning properly and to focus. Yeah.
So if you are curious or you are new in the area, and there are so many families that are moving in constantly, one of the problems that one finds is that... when you're new in an area and you're trying to reestablish your network of, for example, healthcare providers, etc., and you're looking for a good homeopath, you might be very tempted to pop down to the Thrive Pharmacy. That's where Bruce practices, or Dr. Bruce Thompson practices, on a Friday. And the rest of the time you have your rooms up in the highway area. But there are other good homeopaths as well. We're quite lucky, I think, in Belito. There are, and you work... together in ensemble, I'm sure.
Often referring out as well people that I can't see. Yeah.
So that's a good idea. And anyone wanting your direct contact details, do you have a photographic memory of your? So many people can't remember the numbers, you know?
Not anymore. Hey, yeah. People don't seem to think about it. Yeah, 083-7899-328. So anyone can WhatsApp me on that number.
And that, of course, is going up as a podcast shortly, so you don't have to write it down in the traffic. You'll just be able to pick up the conversation at your leisure, on demand, as we say, on our apps or our website under The Morning Show. Look for the picture of the good doctor. He's a good-looking fellow. Lots of women say that, you know, that's why they
please,
go to see
Dave,
him.
Please, Dave, please. I hope my wife's not listening
well,
to this.
We know what your secret weapon is, you see. It's the charm. And you got to enjoy the company as well. As a lovely
too kind, man. Too kind.
And that's where we'll leave it for today. The Morning Show continues at 18 minutes past 7.